Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hobbs Live shown us today what happens if you give the ball to talented footballers 22 yards out. Talk me through that second goal.
Oh, I mean, where do you start? Because even if I take it back a little bit further, there was a few moments for me where the final ball just... that was what was like begging us to just get the final ball right. A couple of players, a couple of times, communication between them, getting into each other's way, which again is part of bedding in new players, gelling with each other, understanding who's making what run and who's going to dummy it and leave it and giving the pulling rank really to let someone else obviously take the opportunity. And he kind of gets cut out because him and Harvey Elliott end up in each other's way. But this second one comes round. I think it's Curtis Jones plays it into Endo. Endo obviously then just kind of plays the ball straight out of his feet into the path. And I think Endo had played a really good game up until that point. Very economical, very safe with the ball. He hadn't really, see, for your DM, you don't want it to be very expansive. But essentially in that area of the park there, play it simple and play it quick. He does exactly that. And it lands, I mean, I can't say it as quick as he gets it out of his feet and hits it. It is an absolute rocket into that top bins. And no keeper is saving that. You could have five keepers. You could have five Alissons in that goal. And that still finds the top of that, the back of the net. And I think it's one of them. I said it last week about the Darwin Núñez game. I've waited a whole year for Darwin to get that connection and score from the shot that's coming over his shoulder. We've been watching YouTube clips of the slot, so I was like,
dreaming of it.
What game is it going to be? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, people have already been putting bets on it now. What game is it going to be that he's going to do it? To expect him to have done it, he's not played 10 games for Liverpool, in competitive games for Liverpool yet. And he's announced himself with two top draw finishes that are the hallmark of a world-class talent, as far as I'm concerned.
And nothing about his performance has indicated that that wasn't coming as well.
Yeah.
There was no, like, every time he's been on the thing. Yeah, exactly. So we've seen those compilations.
It's in his locker. Like, that's firmly in his locker. And the ability to say, I'm having a dig, and I've got the confidence to do it. And he's so assured in it. Like, he's such a calm... like, he, for me, is a calm player. I feel more, like... there were certain players you used to say, and Thiago's one of them. When you see Thiago in a starting 11 and he's fit, there's a calming impact that he has against the rest of the team. The team feel like we're in safe hands, and if everything goes to plan, we should come away with the 3 points or go through whatever the competition may be. Szoboszlai, in his prime, younger, hungrier, probably fitter than what Thiago can do in terms of getting around the pitch. Is that again for me?
I think comparisons with Gerrard are it's a bit early for that.
It's fine.
So fun though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. Of course it is. But the thing that I'm sort of listening to and I'm down for it is the fact that both Gerrard and Szoboszlai make everything they do in football look like it's second nature. It's so easy. So it's really nice to see the development of that and see where he gets to. And that will be the standard bearer. We'll always measure him against Gerrard because we want another one that can reach those heady
heights. You should take that
heights.
As a massive compliment. 100%. If Liverpool fans have watched Gerrard come right through the ranks and go out, as a Liverpool legend, rightfully so, he captained us, he done absolutely everything. They've seen his entirety of his career, his whole body of work, his best body of work was in a Liverpool shirt. I know he goes off and does what he does, but best body of work's in a Liverpool shirt. And if already after 10, coming close to your 10th game in a Liverpool shirt, people are seeing those signs and you're giving people something to hang on to say, actually, you've got Gerrard-esque qualities. You might not be comparable to Gerrard. I seen someone say the other day, Gerrard as Xabi Alonso. And I thought, actually, maybe you've got a point. But as I say, if you're getting those comparisons, that's
not a bad company to be keeping, is it, though?
That's and it's the fact that he's not searching out these like highlight moments as well, because he's not snatching at everything that comes on the edge of the box. You'll see sometimes we'll be asking him to shoot and he's not pass, he's looking for a pass, so he's completely selfish in terms of, like, he's not looking to be the star of the show. He can do that if the moment presents itself.
I'd rather he did
but he's willing to grab the green bag, the scruff of the neck, because we're 1-1 and he's like, still need a goal, it's a cup game, we need a goal, and we need to, this, he probably's already thinking, how's this keeper only conceded one up until now? We haven't tested him enough.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.